Welcome back. Well, you know what? I'm starting to realize The Rock and Cody, like this, they starting to like really dig into this personal shit. I don't know. They gotta be. I hope they talking behind the scenes behind this shit, but. Championship Ringside is back again. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody showing love. Shout out to everybody supporting. Shout out. Blizzard Blaze here fucking up on the intro. My bad.
It's only something you've been saying for 4 years.
Yeah. That's my fault. My bad. For the people who listening, who fuck with us, my bad. Alongside
King. But yeah, bro. Let's get into this Cody and Rock thing, bro. Cause this shit it feel real personal, and I'm hoping they talking backstage. But I hope they're not. I hope when Cody looked at the screen and was like, "I know your mama," Rock probably like, "What the fuck? How dare he mention my mama? Son of a bitch." So. I'm saying instead of Cody and Seth versus Roman and Rock, let's get Rock, Mama Rock versus Cody and Mama Rose. What's that?
Why you just like the rest of them, bro?
What's up?
Goldust gotta be in his match, bro.
Oh, Goldust got you saw Goldust's message? He said, "Fuck the Rock."
That's what I'm saying, brother. Like, man, get the gold flakes, man. I know you got them somewhere. Get the gold flakes, Goldust.
I mean, that's what you feed goldfish.
Like, look, it ate, and it's probably a setup too. look, Cody said, "Lil Dick Syndrome." We all know what Goldust's special move is.
Shattered dreams, baby.
It's a setup. I'm telling you, Goldust probably come back and. Oh, yeah, the whole Lil Dick Syndrome thing. Rock on so many steroids, we wouldn't be surprised, right?
Yeah, probably nothing else.
Like, we're not checking, but we wouldn't be surprised, right? You know?
You look like Cedar Chucky.
Like, Rock come out there looking like this, like, yeah. Hey, word is, the Jews do that to you, so, you know?
You know what?
I don't know. Clearly, I ain't on steroids.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm about to tell this story. So, my old job at Walgreens, my old store manager was a big Hulk Hogan mark. When I tell you he was a big Hulk Hogan mark, you'll know how big of a mark he is after I finish this story. He watched the Hulk Hogan sex tape, and he went on and on about. I guess that myth about steroids ain't true because Hulkster is packing. And I'm like, you really just came to me and you was telling me that Hulk Hogan was packing. First of all, why did you watch the Hulk Hogan sex tape?
Who the one?
I need you to watch the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
What? Wait, okay. I want to turn this completely left.
Nah, because fuck him. I hope he watches, you gay bitch.
Who watches? I never... was interested in watching a porno that starred a guy.
No, like, never. Like,
did you see such and such sex tape? Like, well, who the girl is? Like,
I don't even know the girl. If you start off with Hulk Hogan, I'm good.
Yeah, that's a whole different animal. Your coworker wilding. Like, I'm glad you got out of there.
Yeah. You know what? He had a few moments. Yeah, that one, and he said he'll make man love to Drew Brees. But, yeah, when he said, "Hey, guess what they say about people who on steroids ain't true? Because the Hulkster is packing." I'm like, that's the first thing you say from that. That's the first thing you got from that movie. The very first, I'm like, how did the broad look? Was she even fine? Did she have big titties? Why you see that? So you just watching Hogan the whole time, huh? Hogan must pose, huh, brother?
Yeah, I guess whatever floats your boat, you know.
Hey, yeah. I mean, he did vote for Trump too.
Put it this way: I wouldn't watch no Shawn Michaels one unless he say Sonny was in it.
I'm not even watching Sonny. I never thought Sonny was fine. Even me as a youngster, a young horn dog, I'm good.
Nah, she had that Kelly Bundy thing going on.
Nah, I did. Yeah. She did, but I still prefer Kelly Bundy. Even right
now. Mad at you, bro. I'm not mad at you.
They got fine with AIDS. Sonny? Man, Sonny look bad.
Oh, nowadays. What the fuck?
Dog, I got it. You saw that picture of Missy Hyde and Terry Runnels?
Wait,
do you know who Missy Hyde is?
No.
She basically do a Sonny in WCW.
Okay.
Big time hoe, blind. And she was actually decent. She was actually decent for back in the day, for the early 90s. But yeah, she looks bad. But championship ringside, y'all.
All right. Let's get back on track.
please, no more Hogan talk.
All right, where we at this? We already talked about the Rock steroid situation. We're not surprised. we gave our shot to Goldust. Hey, it's time to show up, bro. Like we give you the publicity. If you don't show up, that's on you. The WrestleMania checks be popping. You see who pop up at WrestleMania?
Just show up. Who the fuck gonna stop you?
Like Cena even trying to get a match. Like,
if Goldust show up, Triple H gonna be like, shit, he come out to the ring. They gonna be talking.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be like
Tony, show up in the gold outfit.
What, Tony Khan gonna sue us? Fuck him. We got no, money, bitch.
Get in the ring. How about that? We'll show you.
And if they sue WWE,
if Tony Khan open his mouth, we put him in the ring with Brock Lesnar.
And if they sue WWE, the Rock will show up and be like, Yana, you missing one thing. Shut up, bitch. And Judge gonna be like, case dismissed, it's over. Course the Judge. But you fuck with that Cody promo?
Yeah. I mean, I can't act like there was more I'm looking for, so sure.
I ain't even gonna lie. I was up streaming Championship Ringside Twitch.tv. I think that's the link. I was streaming and I had the game propped. I had the phone propped up when we're all playing. And when Cody came out, and he was like, you just an asshole. And I'm looking, I'm like, all right, Cody got a little something cooking. And he with the little dick syndrome and all this other. I'm like, oh shit, this motherfucker really cooking right now. I had to pause the game. I apologize to anybody watching. I had to pause the game to watch this fucking promo because I'm like, shit, that's up there with the fucking undeniable and undesirable promo, which was fire. You ever watched that one?
Who, Cody Rhodes?
Yeah.
That was AEW?
AEW. That boy his promo, that was the go-home show right before his big match with Jericho. And he was like, Chris Jericho, you talk about how I was born with a silver spoon. Your daddy was a fucking hockey player. Which means you had the same same silver spoon in your mouth. You stupid fucking dick. And he was like, all my hard work has got me from undesirable to goddamn undeniable. Some shit. You know how Cody get fired up in the ring. It was a fire ass promo. But that was undeniable to undesirable. That's kind of like his hard times.
Nah, I get it. And I can rock with the promo. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm gonna be talking about it down the line, but you know.
If Cody stay at that level, I don't know how he'll be able to sustain that level every week.
Oh, he gonna lose that mania.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, it depends. Cause if the bloodline win. And the eyes stacked against him, he win it. But if it's one-on-one, yeah, that story still, that chapter ain't closing.
Wait till that heel turn. Cody gonna be like, look, look, I know I lost that Manny. Hit me out.
Hit me out, y'all.
This the year. Listen.
I know y'all heard this before. I know y'all heard this.
I got this a plan.
Year, I'm gonna finish the story. I ain't gonna win the Royal Rumble like 8 years in a row. He's gonna be like the Buffalo Bills of the WWE.
I had a talk with the elders. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna join the bloodline. I'm gonna earn Roman respect, and then I'm gonna challenge him again. And that's what the story was. I had the story all wrong. I thought I was winning the Royal Rumble, but it was join the bloodline and then beat him. Like some stupid shit like that.
All right, hold up. And if that don't work, I'm gonna go for Money in the Bank. I might bring back King of the Ring.
Oh, bro. What else you got?
That's it. I mean, I just wanted to mention the Cody problem because I know last episode we were fresh off of SmackDown and we talked about The Rock. And I mean, I had to get that promo some type of love.
Nah, I feel like, all right. It was, like I said, it was cool. I'm not sure if I remember it'll be down the line, but yeah, I can fuck with it. I ain't gonna lie though, The Rock on social media be cooking.
I know.
Like, I know. Damn. So, all right. 11 minutes in. Forget it, hell. All right. Got a game.
All right.
WrestleMania I'm all about game. The game. It's a WrestleMania game. Should be a little fun. So, WrestleMania coming up. And we starting to get our matches kind of solidified, right?
Right.
So I decided to switch up things and we're going to make a decision. So the game is we're going to go through the WrestleMania card, match, whatever. The ones that's announced, the ones that's for sure. And we're going to switch. We're going to switch finishes. And we're going to see who looks better doing the other person finisher or something of that nature. Or who would you rather see with that finisher? Whichever one works for you.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
It don't make no sense to do the tag match. I mean, if you want to do the tag match, you could. But we'll wait. Let's start off simple. Let's start off with Bayley and Io. Wait, what the fuck is Bayley finisher?
She got...
Ain't just that knee shit to the ground, some shit.
Yeah, like I forgot the name of it, but like I just played with it on the game. I know what it is. It just whatever it is, I want to see Bayley do the moonsault. That give me Bayley coming out the tower with the moonsault anything.
Facts.
Whatever Bayley move is, yo, fuck it. I want Bayley with the moonsault.
Yeah. We see, easy. We start off cooking.
Dang.
Obviously,
like,
watching that ass doing a backflip. Watching that athletic do the backflip.
I got caught earlier today by my wife looking up pictures of Bayley. She said, "Who that white girl is on your phone?" Oh Lord, I said, "It's Bayley. She a wrestler. You know Bayley."
Look at the finisher.
Look at this moonsault.
All right. Cool. Let's keep it cooking. All right. Let's go to the Intercontinental belt. Would you rather see Gunther do the...
the Haluva kick?
I'm about to say the Van Halen kick. Where the fuck I get that from? Okay. The Haluva kick or... What the fuck is Gunther finisher?
The power bomb. Give me Gunther doing the Haluva kick. Running full speed ahead,
yeah,
swinging that big ass fucking tree trunk.
He'll make him look gangster, yeah.
Hey, he probably fuck around and take Sam head off for real.
That shit would look fire. I can't even lie to you. Like his big ass, like his that drop kick he do already devastating.
He might jump with it or something.
Huh?
I said Gunther, big agile motherfucker. He might do a jump or something and kick him.
And then imagine all the damage he's doing before that too.
Gunther could do the Blue Thunder Bomb.
Yeah,
all that. Give me all that, Gunther. Yeah.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Shit. Oh, Bianca. Becky and Rhea. Would you rather Becky do the pump handle slam, whatever it is, or Rhea do the manhandle slam?
I mean, long as somebody getting pinned with their legs up in the air, it really don't matter.
We keeping the pin. No matter what Rhea do, she pinning the same way now.
Oh, okay. Well, see, whatever. Rhea can do whatever. As long as the legs going in there, I'm good. That's all I'm worried about.
I wrote down the same thing. I'm like, I mean, look, if the pin the same,
you know what? We got to go with Rhea doing the manhandle slam because Becky a little more flexible than Rhea. Although, wouldn't mind seeing Rhea's legs go back. But, you know.
I don't know. Becky too small to pull that move off in my book.
Yeah.
But if Rhea doing the man slam, that probably look a little powerful.
And Becky could sell her ass off too, so yeah. Yeah, Rhea doing the manhandle slam.
All right. Since we don't know what the fuck Logan Paul finish is.
The punch.
Okay, that's shit lame. So
that is lame.
Randy Orton doing the stunner.
Huh?
Randy Orton doing the stunner or Kevin Owens doing the RKO?
It's just something about Kevin Owens doing the RKO seem funny as a motherfucker.
I can't see neither one though.
I can see Randy. He probably slip up and make turn into an RKO if he try to do a
stunner. Randy Orton like 6'10 though, bro. I don't know why not see him doing the RKO. I mean the stunner.
What about Logan Paul doing the double stunner?
There you go. I like that one. Fuck it.
He kick him. He grab both of them and do a double stunt. All double RKO?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do a double RKO. He athletic enough. Catch both of them out of nowhere. Somehow, some way he did it.
Like, they both doing the dive. How they both diving and synchronized. And Logan Paul just catch both of them in the air.
All right, shit. What other matches established? Oh, okay,
AJ Styles.
Right. So you rather see AJ Styles do the Blood Force Trauma, or LA Knight do the Phenomenal Form? Oh, but you know what? He'll probably look stupid doing that. LA Knight doing the Styles Clash.
Give me LA Knight doing the Phenomenal Form.
Huh?
I said, give me LA Knight doing the Phenomenal Form.
I would say LA Knight doing the Styles Clash.
That seemed like a move that could happen for real. Give me LA Knight doing the springboard elbow thing.
Yeah. Yo, I ain't mad at it. Either one, but I don't like AJ Styles doing the Blood Force Trauma. I really don't like the Blood Force Trauma like that. It seemed like it's hard for the rest of the cell.
Isn't Bailey move kind of similar to that?
Yeah, it's involving a knee.
Yeah, I think Bailey grabbed the arm with it.
You know what it remind me of? MVP move. But it's
the like, pay dirt.
Not the pay dirt.
MVP had he put the
overdrive
leg
or some shit like that.
Yeah, he grabbed the arm, put the leg over his head, and then twist him, like spin him over, turn him over.
Yeah, Bailey shit damn near like that.
Yeah.
But
ooh.
All right, so for the tag match, since the main event is actually in that match, we're going to switch the other ones around. Roman Reigns with the curb stomp, The Rock with the crossroads, or Seth Rollins with the spear and Cody Rhodes with, honestly, the more I think about Cody Rhodes, the people's elbow, yes. I'm going with that.
You mean Cody Rhodes with the people's elbow? And let him point at Mama Rock while he do it. Let him
while
he's standing over here, he's doing all that. Let him take off his belt and throw it.
Take off the belt, throw it in the crowd, in the crowd. Whoa! And then he just do the people's elbow.
And all you hear in the background.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
He shouldn't be in that match, man. It should be gorgeous. Okay. Let me see it again. The Rock with the Roman Reigns. Although,
The Rock doing the crossroads would probably be funny as the fuck.
Too swole, man. That little dick syndrome would probably fuck him up.
He probably suffocate one of them dudes. Put him on his own. Oh, and then The Rock uncoordinated. He try to do the little twist and jump. He probably fuck somebody's neck up for real.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go with Cody and Seth.
Out of Rock Bottom, The Rock probably would be funny too.
Drew McIntyre with the curb stomp or Seth with the Claymore kick?
Seth done the Claymore would probably be fire.
I thought Drew with the curb stomp would be scary as a motherfucker. You see how big that dude is?
This is the one situation where it's either up. Like, either way it goes, somebody will fuck the other one up.
Hey, look. Yeah, Seth shit would look fire, man. Drew McIntyre, big ass doing that curve stomp, man. Oh no, I'm going Drew on this one.
Unless Drew do the curve stomp with the sword, he just finally stab somebody. Hey,
he might leave the sword like this. Put your face on that motherfucker and do the curve stomp. Game of Thrones shit, like whoa, he's sick as a motherfucker. Yeah, like you know.
Dude, Drew is on fire right now, dog. Drew don't win this match, dog. I would be so fucking mad. And I can't remember. It's never been the hill went into WrestleMania and came out the winner. Like, Drew really about to make history. The only time the hill went at WrestleMania is if they already the champion.
Probably. I can't recall every single time.
Remember, the only match I remember is Triple H. And I think Triple H was already the WWE champion at WrestleMania 2000. But it's never been a hill win the Royal Rumble or even get a title match and go on WrestleMania and win. They always lose.
I think you're right. It's rare a hill win the Royal Rumble already. So
yeah, the last time a hill won the Royal Rumble that I can remember was Orton in 09.
Yeah, I'm about to say hills rarely win. So you're probably right. Any other match I'm forgetting before I get to the main event? Anything else that's booked? Jimmy and Jay got the same fucking thing. I'm not doing Jimmy and Jay.
Pause, they both but, splash. Huh? I said they both doing the splash.
Yeah, it's like what? Or a spear, or super kicks. Like it's a mirror match. That's why I didn't mention that. So any other match that's booked I'm forgetting?
Not that I know of.
Cody Rhodes with the spear or Roman Reigns with the crossroad?
It's something about Cody Rhodes doing this with a Superman punch.
Oh. At first, I was like, maybe Roman. But Cody with the Superman punch, nah. That's a little different.
And punch the spear. Yeah,
looks like Homelander, so you know.
Exactly. The spear, him doing the spear would be kind of lame.
You know what I realized? Every time I mention Cody Rhodes, I'm like, his finish is lame as hell outside of him.
Nah.
Or maybe it's just because Roman and Seth Roman and The Rock both look crazy doing the crossroads.
Seeing Roman try to do the Cody cutter, that'll probably be funny.
Roman's so fucking swole now, man. I can't see him doing that shit.
But he athletic though too. Real athletic.
I don't know.
He could probably pull out the Cody cutter.
Man, you know what? What Roman should do. Roman should do Dusty finish in that bitch.
What was Dusty's finish?
Hey, you gotta hit the roll. Yeah.
Don't he do the rolling? Yeah.
That's gonna finish Cody's story.
Damn.
Boy gonna Superman punch him. Boy gonna act like he about to spin him. Boy gonna go, ooh. Oh, wow.
I just had fucking Roman the curtain. Had Roman do the curtain call.
See Goldust? Be right there, bro. You fit in so many storylines, man. Oh man. All right, but we definitely ran through this fucking game. So But
dude, I actually had a game set up to I had WWE wrestlers, like which one, like what's who could be what's X-Men or whatever. Like I had Cody Rhodes as Cyclops, I had Drew McIntyre as Wolverine, but then I said he too damn big, pause. But I was like, that probably'll work. But I stopped because I was like, I couldn't think of nobody to be the couldn't nobody be Gambit. I'm like, we really ain't got nobody to be Gambit.
Nobody that fly. Maybe LA Knight.
Really don't have nobody with that kind of sway.
Maybe LA Knight.
Hey, that chef coming, girl.
All right. WrestleMania season is here.
WrestleMania.
Shout out to Keem doing the original voice, you know. I don't know who y'all thought he was impersonating. That's original.
Oh, yeah. That's the hey pal. I just thought about this.
So, in celebration of WrestleMania, we're gonna keep the WrestleMania season episode going with all this other WrestleMania stuff. So, Keem decided to tell me we want to talk about must-see WrestleMania matches. So, I wrote down 10 must-see WrestleMania matches. Now, I'm going to tell you why I wrote these 10 down. They're not in no order. They're not the best wrestling matches.
These not the best matches. These are matches like if you got a casual at your house and you're like, oh, what about this wrestling shit? And you like, sit down and just watch this shit because this is what wrestling is all the fucking about. Shut up, bitch.
So I wrote down 10. You didn't write none down, but you got to go on top of the dome.
Top of the dome, freestyle, bitch.
All right. So you what I'm gonna do?
Same matches, knowing you.
Right. That's what I'm about to say. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go through my matches.
Right.
And then you're gonna tell me the ones you forgot, because I know for a fact I forgot about two or three matches you're gonna say. So bear with the kid. All
right. Do you got Crush versus Tatanka?
I don't.
I don't like this list already.
I couldn't tell you what WrestleMania that shit happened in.
I think I made it. I'm pretty sure Vince wasn't that stupid to put Crush versus. Then again, 95 was a bad year.
I'm about to say, you Google it. Shit.
95 was a bad year.
Hey, if you weren't on the juice, you probably was on the card. You hear me? I think that was neck brace Vince, right?
Huh?
That was neck brace Vince, wasn't it?
Yeah, neck break was a
hey, yeah. If you wasn't on the juice, I was on the card. You hear me? So, all right. My 10 matches. Let's see. Okay. So, to me, the most slept on greatest WrestleMania match of all time is HBK versus Kurt Angle.
That's a great match. That is great. That's a hell of a match. Like, I fuck with it. I wouldn't have put it on my list just because it was more of just throwing these two. You know what? Everything building up to it was fire. You got Sexy Kurt. You got The Rockers reunion. And, I mean, it's Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels. So, yeah. I'm just thinking about all that shit building up to it. Like, Sexy Kurt was an all-time great moment. And, yeah, I fuck with that.
So for me, I look at it like if somebody over here hating on wrestling, I feel like that match, without knowing who gonna win, you like, oh shit. And me as a Shawn Michaels fan, I still feel like, oh shit, because he lost. But I feel like you can show anybody that match and they'll be like, oh no, nah, I thought that match was dope.
Yeah.
TLC at WrestleMania 17.
Oh, cool. I had 16 and 17 on it. Oh, I mean,
shit. Which one was the better one? Was it 17?
17 had the more memorable moments where Edge in the L, where Jeff Hardy dangling in the L, Edge come with the spear off the ladder. I'm gonna go with 17. 17 was crazy.
I thought 16 wasn't a triple threat match.
I thought it
was 16 like a ladder match or some shit?
it was a triangle ladder match. It wasn't called TLC. I think it was called like a triangle table match or some shit. Triangle ladder match or something.
Okay. Yeah, so like you said, it got the most moments. So again, if I'm going by, if I'm trying to show this dude who don't fuck with wrestling a match, it'd be like, all right, watch this shit.
Definitely got to go in 17.
And see you do the rainbow hair? He more lit than you. Like, you
can't do
that type of high.
Trust me. He the type of high you got to have money to have. Listen. Whatever we doing right now ain't shit compared to that guy.
I bet you won't stand on a ladder and jump through another one. I bet you won't.
Like, you see the guy that just spit him out of mid-air? He probably sleeping with your wife right now. Hey, call your wife right now and see what she's doing. She probably in bed with him.
He might answer the phone.
He might answer the phone. I hope you leave your door locked because he there.
Oh, man. All right. HBK versus Taker 2. I didn't put one.
Oh. Two did have the better story.
It was a little more emotional.
He stand out.
Like,
shit out of him.
Look, I'm an HBK fan. It was one of those moments you still like, maybe he could pull it off. You knew he was losing, but it was like, maybe he could pull it off.
You know what? Yeah, because even if we wouldn't have got that match the first year, we'd have been talking about the second match like we talk about the first match.
Right.
So, yeah. Because, right. I mean, you couldn't really outdo that match. It's like, all you could do is just advance the story. And that's what the fuck they did. And the end, man, the ending was so fire, bro.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels, the way he went out, it took a super tombstone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm gonna go with that one. I agree with that one.
All right.
I had the first one on my list, but
yeah. Look, the first one probably was damn. There was a little more emotion behind the second one, and the match quality was damn near the same.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Damn near. Only problem with the second one was you knew it was the end, so it kind of was inevitable, and they still wanted to make it seem gangster though. So. That's why I went with two.
The second one is often forgot about because, I mean, it's not the first one. And that's the only crime the second one got. The only crime the second one committed is not the first match. But, yeah, that second one is pretty much on par. If not, the story, like, behind it makes it a little better when I think about it.
Facts. Taker versus Triple H.
End of an era?
3.
Oh, yeah. End of an era.
Look, probably the greatest kick out of all time.
Oh, my God.
Arguably the best Hell in a Cell in the new cell.
Better than Bray Wyatt and Seth Rollins?
Oh, shit. That match was wild. Motherfuckers hated that match.
That ended because it was too violent. It was a Hell in a Cell match.
Honestly, I saw somebody that match just because they probably would have thought the ending was Shawn Michaels kicking Undertaker and Triple H going to the pedigree.
You couldn't tell me that wasn't the fucking ending. And then Shawn Michaels in the corner like, oh shit, I fucked up.
Yeah. Facts. So, yeah. That's a mania match. I'm like, man, if you want to see it. And oh, my bad. Let me make a disclaimer. I don't have nothing before WrestleMania fucking what? Let me see. The older WrestleMania I got is 10. And
we don't have the fucking Savage and Steamboat. Y'all constantly. This is what y'all doing every year.
Ron. Stop showing people that fucking match.
Jerking it off. Fuck that match.
Don't show people that match. I'm trying to gain fans here. I'm trying to get y'all friends to watch wrestling. So I'm giving y'all the cheat code for WrestleMania. Don't show no goddamn Savage and Steamboat.
I got a Macho Man match on though.
That's fine. I'm pretty sure I know which one it is. So we good. We good. HBK, Triple H, and Benoit. I'm tripping.
You might be too. It's a great match. I mean, not even because of the whole Chris Benoit thing. It was a great match. It's just.
That's what I'm saying. That match is fire.
I don't know if that's a match. I'm going to be like, all right, yeah, you got to see that.
Okay. I'll take the L on that one. I guess I looked at it.
It was a great match. Whenever Triple H got the white boots on, I'm here for it.
I genuinely remember not knowing who was gonna win that match because it was clearly I thought it was Triple H time, so he wasn't gonna let that shit go. Shawn Michaels was my favorite wrestler, and neither one of the motherfuckers won.
Shawn Michaels was gonna win for some reason.
It blew my mind. Then yeah, Chris Benoit held his own against two of the top people on the roster. Chris Benoit held his own against two of the best on the roster. So.
I remember ordering that pay-per-view to see Undertaker come back as Undertaker, or the Dead Man Undertaker, and to see Shawn Michaels win a championship. Because that was during that time he kept getting screwed out the championship matches with Triple H. Like, remember that match on Raw he won? And then something happened and Bischoff had fired him. And then he came back and they had like a fucking last man standing match at the Royal Rumble, where they just fucked each other up. And then they still had that build up. And then Chris Benoit was on SmackDown. And somehow he got thrown in that mix. And because Eddie Guerrero was chasing the WWE championship. So he was like, go ahead, do your thing. And I'm gonna do mine over here. But I thought for sure Shawn Michaels was winning that fucking championship.
I thought it was gonna be Triple H. But that's that. But again, this is the thing. That's why I thought. But I could be real biased, so I just like that match. But we can move forward.
All right.
Hogan and Rock.
Of course.
Match ain't all that good, people. But if you want to see what a crowd supposed to do for WrestleMania, that is one of the times you need to pay attention.
The true showmanship. I guess that's the right word. Yeah, I guess the showman, it was just a lot of, like, that man's had a lot of moments behind it. And it was like, just,
we barely fuck with Hogan.
Oh, we don't fuck with Hogan at all.
So we don't even fuck with Hogan at all. And we still had to put him on his list for this damn match.
Yeah.
And again, that Andre match ain't worth shit, right? Don't stop showing people that fucking match.
Please.
I'm trying to show y'all shit to get y'all get some wrestling fans. Huh?
I said, just don't show WrestleMania 3.
Like, I'm trying to get y'all wrestling fans here. Don't show them goddamn Andre and Hogan. And that suplex ain't even that cool. Like, that slow-ass suplex?
Yeah.
Watch Chad Gable and Brock Lesnar even watch some goddamn suplexes, man.
If we done with the 90s and with the NBA, we done with 80s wrestling. We done with that shit. Now, I ain't gonna lie, they got some fire theme songs from that era. But we done with that shit.
I got Brock and Kurt.
I can see that. Like, far as, like, just pure wrestling.
Like, yeah, that's what it'll be. And honestly, that's probably Brock Lesnar's best WrestleMania match. So
be like, man, watch this dumbass try to do the shooting star press.
There it is. There it is. Right. Like, look.
The man trying to kill himself.
Hey, if you bored for the first 15 minutes, just wait and see this shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, he dead? Nope. That boy neck so swole, he finished the match.
Hey, dog, that shit crazy.
You might not like this one. Edge and Taker.
You know what? I got a great appreciation for that match because the first time it was the video game.
Look, fans, if y'all hate us for that, I understand. But the shit was free on the video game. That was back in the times you couldn't just look that shit up.
After you know, we playing the game at 4 a.m. Blair's like, shit, bro, I gotta get my day started. Like, all right, partner, I'm gonna fuck with you. We get out the game. I need something to watch. I ain't even got to cut my game off. Taker versus Edge. I'm gonna be asleep by the time Edge make it to the ring because his fucking entrance was so long. Like, goddamn.
That match was good, man. That match was good. Again, I'm not sure if I would show somebody that match to introduce them to wrestling.
I mean, they got
three. But mostly everybody heard of Undertaker. So it's like you see this rock and roll dude going against who everybody think got fucking magical powers, and they put on a good fucking match. And you would have thought Edge was gonna win that shit to the end.
I thought for sure Edge was gonna win. Cause Edge was talking about how he was undefeated at WrestleMania. I'm like, shit. Edge might pull this shit off.
All right. Last HBK match I wrote. The ladder match.
You know what? I really forgot about the ladder match, but definitely the ladder match.
Yeah, look, Shawn Michaels was still in the show, but Razor Ramon was still the coolest motherfucker you'll see on TV sometimes, bro.
And, like, it wasn't all just Shawn Michaels in that match. Like, Triple H made it seem like, oh, Shawn just went out there and had a match with the ladder. Razor Ramon had some cool parts in there, too.
He did. That he was did. A great match. You know what? I probably would take this one off for one of the Money in the Bank matches, though.
I got the first Money in the Bank match on my list.
All right, you know what? I'm cool with that because I actually thought about that. A better ladder match and a match I'll show somebody who's not into wrestling, it'll probably be that Money in the Bank match. That's the one Shelton climbed up the ladder and shit, right? Or that's the one he did the front flip off the ladder.
I think it's the one he did the front flip off the ladder. The next year was the year he did a springboard off the ropes onto the ladder.
What about John Morrison backflip?
That was 24. WrestleMania. Okay,
So yeah, I take off the HBK Razor match. I wouldn't show people that match. It's kind of old time and slow.
I got to just because it was the first ladder match.
Yeah, but you really would show somebody that? Somebody who really not into it? Or you're showing that Money in the Bank match?
I might show them the Shawn Michaels match. I ain't gonna lie. Just because you get to see Razor Ramon entrance. Then Shawn Michaels walked out there and was like, nope, I ain't going under the ladder. Razor Ramon was like, shit, hey, yo, watch how smoothly I do this. And he still went back. Then well, he got pulling out both of the championships in the air. Then he hit him with the little lean because you know he was probably on something.
Facts. Good old cup of mid.
It was cup of something. It wasn't mid.
Tell you what, both of them can make it. This ain't a top 10. I just wrote down 10. And I got one last match. Honestly, to me, probably the last great WrestleMania match. You want to take a swing at it?
The last great WrestleMania match?
Mm-hmm. And let me see. It's probably the last... before Sammy and Kevin Owens, it's probably the last feel-good moment at WrestleMania. You ready?
What?
Kofi and Daniel Bryan.
I forgot about Kofi and Daniel. Definitely got Kofi and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that was the last time I remember a feel-good moment to the whole Stanley Bloodline thing. Of course, you know that was going to get a lot of people love. That was pulling heartstrings. But let's keep it funky, man. Like, hey, look, it's real black man. We celebrating in the ring like that. Had his kids in there, showing that he a good father. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course you're going to show that to Chuck, CM Chuck right here. Oh, that's CM Chunk. But you get it. He don't watch wrestling? Man, watch this match, man. Watch this match. Next year, you know who you think going to win.
I'm the type of brother. If I'm sitting there watching, I'm be like, where's the brothers at, my brother? All I see is the white devil.
I got you. Let me take you back to WrestleMania 35. Yeah, let me take you back to 35. look at this white man talking about he a vegan. We all fickle and shit. He mentioned your name last week. I know you don't watch wrestling, but he actually said you. I was like, hey, the man don't even watch wrestling. And next to the black man said, hold up, partner. You ain't gonna talk about him like that. You ain't gonna talk about him like that. I'm gonna win this match for him. And he said your name. So, you know, boom. Next thing you know, he put on a good match. Of course, Daniel Bryan looked like he about to win. Kofi win. There we go. We are the Nate. Not my bad. It's a new day. Yes, it is. You know,
I'm gonna sit down and eat, enjoy that match while eating a nice bean pie, my brother. Cause we ain't eating no swine over here, brother.
All jokes aside, the match is good. The feel good moment is there, and the celebration dope. Like, I will show that to somebody who don't watch wrestling.
When Xavier pulled the sheet off that the championship they had under them, was like, yeah. And then you had the shirts and all that other shit. Yeah.
What I miss?
So I'm up.
Yeah, I know which one you're gonna say, but.
Come on, man. Gotta start off with Bret versus Stone Cold.
Yeah, it is. I knew you were gonna say I forgot it.
and I mean, I just played that match on the WrestleMania showcase. And fuck y'all, America. Y'all turned on Bret the Hitman Hart that night. I never forgave y'all. And that's still one of the darkest days in America. Bret Hart did nothing wrong. He beat that no good scoundrel Stone Cold Steve Austin into a bloody pulp. And y'all turned on him.
I'm gonna watch that match.
Man, that match is still great.
I'm gonna go back and watch it. Matter of fact,
you talk about Stone Cold.
About to Google it right now. Let me see. What else I forgot?
So I got Macho Man versus Warrior. The career match. Just for the old schoolers. That's probably Warrior's greatest match. I'm pretty sure that's Warrior's best match. The storytelling was fire. Warrior was like, Macho Man was kicking out of everything Warrior had. He looking at his hands like, I did the cocaine this morning. What is going on? I got the power from the gods. What's going on? And then Macho lost, which I still hate the fact that Warrior just stepped on him and won. Macho lost, Sherry whooping his ass, and Miss Elizabeth coming there, and all that shit, you know, the feel-good story.
Match 44 minutes.
Huh?
Stone Cold and Bret, 44 fucking minutes. Oh, that's the story of, okay. I'm about to say, that's a long-ass match. Oh, okay, so WWE being stingy with the fucking match, so. Can't watch it, unfortunately. Oh, yeah, you got the network, huh? Tripping. Anyway.
And then,
my bad.
Yeah.
Huh?
I was saying, yeah, you good?
Yeah, the Warrior. What is that? Damn. Would that be? I guess that will be Warrior's best match, huh?
That was Warrior's best match.
Yeah, I guess so. For me, I remember that match on the strength of this was probably the most colorful fucking match I've seen in my life. And this is the 90s cartoons wrestling match if you had to ask for one.
Mm-hmm.
And the personalities was off the chain. So I wasn't around for the match. I saw YouTube clips and shit. But what else you got?
So I got Shawn Michaels versus Bret. Just cause I went with stories. I went with story-driven matches. Like, like just the whole boyhood dream and all that other shit. I mean, I don't know if I'll really sit somebody down, like a casual down and watch it, but it's like, I might fast forward to like the last 10 minutes and be like, look, watch this. And watch that no good Gorilla Monsoon come out there and be like, restart the match. Watch how my dog gets screwed over.
It's definitely a monumental match. It's definitely like a match that's a staple. It's hard to say it's a staple in history when you really, when I really try to think about it on the strength of when you think about which you probably say the other match that Shawn Michaels involved in. WrestleMania 12 just seemed like a good main event.
Yeah, but I look at it as that was his crowning moment. That was his moment. That's like,
that's true. That's true.
The father's dream true. Has come true.
That's true.
And I got one more. I got two more Shawn Michaels matches. One with him and Stone Cold.
Attitude Era.
Just because they had the beginning of the Attitude Era and him and Flair. I'm sorry. I love you.
Kick the shit out of him.
Kick the shit. I took it. And you know what? Flair bought it. Flair bought his A-game in that match.
He did. He did.
Like, that was a great match. Like, that was a great match. And just the story behind it, like, I mean, it's your idol. Gone in the Hall of Fame. This is last match. And he's sitting there blooded up. And he like, come on, you bitch. Come on, give me all you got. And he on his knees just like, come on. You got to kill me in this ring, which he probably going to die in the ring soon. Like, he keep going the way he going. He's going to die in the ring.
And hey, looking look. At him. I got a theory.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, Ric Flair had that scare that he almost died like a couple years ago, right?
Oh, I remember that.
So
my wife's pregnancy.
I got a theory that hold up. Richard Morgan Flair died.
Oh yeah, he been
and now all we got is Ric Flair. So that's why you still see him wrestling, because that's the only person that exists. Like, Richard Morgan Flair was the one we seen at WrestleMania 24, and he retired. And then he went to these conditions and shit, and then Richard Morgan Flair passed away, and now all we got is the character Ric Flair. Woo! And that's what everybody see doing the fuck, still getting hit in the nuts at fucking 163 years old.
73.
Oh, my bad. I tried to make him look younger. Also, WrestleMania 14, two of the greatest entrances of all time.
Whoa.
Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold.
Yeah.
It's rare when both entrances are great.
Yeah. When they showed Stone Cold coming, walking from the back, and then he had that long-ass walk to the ring. Yeah, son, that was, yeah.
Was that, the glass broke on that one, right? He did the glass on that one too, huh?
That was against Bret Hart. What you talking about?
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's when Vince was like, you talk about it in your face. That's Stone Cold.
Now the greatest, the greatest
walking from the back.
The greatest entrance from both in one match has got to be Shawn Michaels and Russ and Undertaker at the first at 25.
Oh, that dog versus the light.
Yeah, that shit was crazy good.
I ain't gonna lie, I like Taker entrance against CM Punk when he walking and they had the people like all you see is the arms and shit.
No, that was dope. But CM Punk entrance was kind of, you know. CM Punk.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, clobbering time. Hoodie, Paul Heyman, you know. I really just drew a blank just now. Now, you cover pretty much the matches I had. Bianca and Sasha. Because I mean,
my fault.
Main event, that's cool. But we giving the Black Queens the love. Fuck that. The first main event match with Black women.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to tell you what happened. I was drawing a blank and I Googled it, and that list was kind of outdated. Bianca and Sasha.
And you can tell they both crying before the match even started.
Two Black women main event WrestleMania, you know, Black girl magic, man. That's definitely a must see. And the match is good. Like, we could be biased and prejudiced all we want, but the match is still good. So Yeah, definitely. I fucked up by not even mentioning that one.
And Brock Lesnar versus Taker just to be like, look, Taker never lose at WrestleMania. So, yeah, it's pretty big. And I'm pretty sure you know Brock Lesnar. You casual that's at my house for some reason. But, yeah.
I'll show anybody that match. Like, watch this dumbass dude get his ass kicked.
And then I'm gonna be like, listen at the end, or you gonna hear somebody, woohoo, all right. Be like, yeah, that's the guy I do the podcast with.
I never forget, nobody wanted to give me five on that one. Like, damn, like do I got an Atlanta Falcons jersey on or something in this bit? Like, it was high five and everything that whole night. Undertaker lost, they trying to figure out what's going on. Next thing you know, they showed that 21-1. Yes! Nobody showing love. I know you get that.
I had a toss-up, and it's like, whichever one you want. Austin Rock at 17 or Austin Rock at 19?
19.
I went with 19.
17 is so overhyped.
You know how I feel about the Austin Hill turn. But that was a big moment. Stone Cold joining forces with McMahon. But 19 was just like, that probably was, I mean, for a lot of people, that was kind of an end of an era match right there. And then you got The Rock beating him, and he's just standing over him talking. And like, at that time, I thought he was just talking shit to him. Like, I finally whooped your bald head ass, bitch. You ain't fucking with me. But he really like, hey, I love you, man. You my boy. I fuck with you.
19 was their best match.
19. Yeah, 17.
I watched 17.
15 was a great match. 19, I mean, 17 is overhyped.
Huh?
17 overhyped.
17 overhyped. I think 19 was the best one. They learned how to do the nipfalls and everything. They was seasoned. They wasn't at their peak, but it was like Shawn Michaels. Like, I understand how to tell a story in the ring. They knew how to do it by then. Like, I'm just saying, I will always pick 19 over any of them.
And I got one more match, and just cause of all the crazy randomness, the Firefly Funhouse match.
Oh, shit. You got to do that. You got to do both of them, man.
Just to be like, watch this shit. Take a little bit of this. And then watch this match.
Hey, you got to do both, though. The Firefly Funhouse and the Boneyard.
The Boneyard match was fire, but that shit was goofy. It had to do. Where the Druids come from? Were they already out there just waiting? And then Taker started beating them up. Like, wait, there's no people. We're out here for you.
Ain't no fucking way you about to sit here and question what happened in a Boneyard match with Jeff for the Firefly Funhouse match.
Hey, that Firefly.
This motherfucker said, like, it don't make no sense. The Druids came out of nowhere. What?
Yeah.
John Cena in NWO outfit. Both matches are.
NWO shirt came from. Who built the Nitro set?
Both matches are kind of out the box. The nerve to question one. My dog said he believed the Firefly Funhouse more believable.
Yeah, the match with the talking puppets. I believe that.
But nah, real shit. Both of them, you could go back and fuck with it. Like, I don't know if they'll introduce a motherfucker to wrestling. But, you know, if they're having a good time and just want to enjoy some goofy shit.
Yeah, I mean, at its core, wrestling goofy as fuck.
Yeah, I agree with you. These are all must-see matches. We good?
Oh yeah, I'm good.
All right. So look, we gave y'all the formula. Go send it. Go watch. Go if dudes trying to impress y'all, ladies y'all trying to impress y'all, man. Look, that's the game. Oh, and whatever else y'all into, Y'all trying to impress y'all dog. We just gave y'all the formula with the watch for WrestleMania. If y'all trying to get tickets to WrestleMania, watch WrestleMania. We just gave y'all the formula. Like, hey, look, WrestleMania always lit. Check out these matches and then listen to our playlist. And if y'all think we tripping, or of the smart asses who think we forgot everything from WrestleMania, what we stopped at 10 and back. If y'all nine and before fans, what up?
You forgot about Hulk Hogan versus Psycho Sid at WrestleMania 8.
Exactly. If y'all that type of person, man, look, hit us up. Facebook, Championship Ringside.
Instagram, Championship _ Ringside.
Twitter, Champ Ringside.
Email, Championship Ringside @gmail.com.
A quick update. Yeah, the real description's in the box because I think the name's changed, but... We got the YouTube and the TikTok, CR Wrestling, or Championship Ringside Wrestling. I think it's CR Wrestling. CR Wrestling. Of course, it needs to stand for Championship Ringside.
It's CR Wrestling.
Huh?
I think it is CR Wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. So make sure y'all like, share, subscribe. Like, share, subscribe to the shit we talking about, too. Don't just like the fucking highlights of The Rock making jokes. Come on, man. we work hard. Fuck.
Yes. And we got full.
We work hard for fucking videos, man. Like, don't just like those. Share the shit we talking about too.
Please, we got full time jobs with families to feed.
You know how hard it is ignoring them kids, man. Like, nah, this the video that's gonna get us millions of dollars right here. Let me finish. Let me finish this.
Hey, like, you know how many phone calls I get while I'm trying to edit a video? God damn.
So look, just show the love by liking the shit, man. Video game.
Championship Ringside on Twitch. Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. On that WWE 2K24. I've been on universe mode. I'm addicted to that shit now. I'm really feeling like Vince McMahon. I got the storyline set up. I got everything set up. I got Raw, NXT, and SmackDown, and yeah, I got shit popping on now. I'm about to introduce Howdy. I'm trying to figure out what show I'm going to put Howdy on. Howdy about to come and fuck up, fuck everything up. He about to win Money in the Bank. He about to win everything.
Make sure y'all fucking like and subscribe and watch that, man. Like, come on now.
Howdy versus Trick Williams at WrestleMania.
Don't forget about the finisher, the suicide die.
If that's not a finisher, I'm gonna just create it.
There you go.
How the fireworks gonna come out? Fucking there you go.
How could y'all not want to subscribe to that? Shout out to y'all listening. Shout out to y'all showing love. Shout out to WrestleMania season. It's real shit. If y'all got a WrestleMania topic, y'all can send us. You know, fuck with us because we got like two more shows for WrestleMania. When WrestleMania is?
The 6th and the 7th.
So yeah, we got like two more weeks, technically one more week. So it don't even matter. We'll think of something because we Championship Ringside, man. Shout out to y'all showing love. Shout out to y'all who made it to the end of the episode. Shout out to y'all who fucking with us for the long way. What it is? Where I'm at? Oh, okay. God bless. Be smart. Stop hating. Stop bitching. Be smart. King. You let him go.
Hug your wife and kids and I go where I want to go. That's it.
Make sure y'all watch fucking X-Men, man. Stop playing. Wrestling is wrestling.